Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast, middle of June 2022. I guess we're at that near point of halfway through the year, or a little over halfway through the year, something like that. But it's interesting right now because the D.C. area has entered the, we passed through Sprummer. That's my creation. Sprummer is spring and summer crammed together, where it's really short spring and, you know, it gets hot quickly. Now we're in full-on summer, and it's oppressively hot. I guess that's the price you pay for living near the nation's capital. You end up enjoying the hot weather, as it were. Not that I enjoy it, but, you know, it is hot weather. So, not anti-hot weather. I lived in Thailand when I was a kid, so I'm used to hot weather. It doesn't bother me too much, but I don't know. There's just something about excessively hot weather that just kind of makes it a little harder to get outside and walk around. Anyway, a couple of things that are of interest right now. I just posted my third AI article in literally the last 3 weeks. I'm kind of on an AI kick right now. I don't like the phrase or term AI. The intelligence isn't artificial. Human beings created the machine it's on, and it is a human being created intelligence. It's not like, you know, aspartame or something like that, an artificial sweetener, you know, that you take and it like replaces something else. Artificial intelligence isn't replacing something else. It's something new. So I much prefer the term machine intelligence. Anyway, I've got the three articles that I've published recently about the concept of artificial intelligence and machine intelligence and kind of what it is. I looked at some of the things that make me nervous, some of the things that I think are really cool, and then recently I looked at, in fact this week I looked at things that are going to be available in my work life, which is just a few more years, and then things that will be available in my lifespan, which is a few years beyond ending work, I hope. I've spent quite a bit of time diving into the world of machine intelligence and thinking about that. It is always an interesting thing to consider what the next iteration of machine intelligence will be in relation to the world around us. But like anything else, a lot of it can be, you know, ascertained. You simply got to read the many, many, many fine and wonderful solution and articles, and there are a number of great places you can go on the internet to find information about what is the intelligence of the world, what is out there, what people are looking to do, what people are seeking. So it's one of those things. It's one of those things that it's an interesting technology set. It's an area I think that's going to continue to grow. And it's an area that I think will have a significant impact on humanity as a whole over the next few years, probably more so in the future than it does today. Right now, it's still a, you know, it's still a growing field. It's still a field with a lot of potential. But like any other field, you know, you got to be realistic that it's, you know, it's still a few years away from ultimately being in its final form. And I think, like anything else, the final form of AI will probably be the driver for a lot of change. One of the things that I see and one of the areas that I believe will be an interesting utilization of AI is that world of networks and network technology. I truly believe that networks will benefit greatly from AI as they go forward, just because AI is going to give us the opportunity ultimately to have a network service that will be able to be delivered in an intelligent format and an intelligent way. So it's one of those things where I look at, you know, the capacity that AI will bring to the networks that we have and the capacity that AI will bring to the world around us. And so it's exciting for that. So, like I said, I've been kind of on an AI kick lately. You know, like anything else, that'll change. I'll get on another kick shortly thereafter, I'm quite sure. I was on a climate change kick before that. I'm still on the climate change kick. I'm still pushing the concept of the 5% reduction, take the 5% pledge. If each of us spends the time it takes to reduce our carbon outputs by 5% a year, it doesn't matter what the U.S. government or the French government or the Swedish government or the German government does. If we each commit to and do reduce our footprints by 5%, ultimately, that's going to be incredibly valuable. It's going to reduce the earth by a percentage. Now, I realize individuals are not huge contributors to carbon, but we contribute some of the carbon that's out there. So if we reduce, then it doesn't matter, you know, as much what the governments do. Because I think at this point that climate change has become a political football, and it bounces around a lot, and I don't see a lot of value proposition for that bouncing. And that makes me sad in the sense that ultimately it's not a political football. Ultimately, climate change is critical. Anyway, so last but not least, working on a few technology projects, and I will have an update. Still trying to get a TED Talk, but who knows? I don't think I ever will, but, you know, I'm going to keep pushing, and maybe someday somebody will feel bad and invite me to talk to TED. Anyway, thank you for listening. My name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast.